So I just wanted to talk to you just a little bit about my instrument before I start to play this duo. This is off the shelf, Roland V accordion, V for virtual. It looks like an accordion. The accordion shell is really only the interface to a computer that physically models all the sounds that you hear. So all of the accordions of the world actually are available on this instrument through switching. And there are also so-called orchestral sounding instruments and voices. And eventually I can put anything on there that I want, which I'm looking forward to getting to. So it plays like an accordion. There's no air going through the activating reeds. There's no reeds. As I said, it's all digital. And in the bellows, there are accelerometers. And the accelerometers pick up my gestures and send it to the computer that interprets the gestures. So that's why, and so it feels like the accordion. Looks like it, but it ain't. So I've been having a lot of fun with it. I got this one maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I can't remember. But I've had several. The first one had piano keys, like my regular accordion. But I got to a point where I thought, oh, this is fun, but I need a new challenge, and I had always wanted to play a button accordion. So this is a button style. The keys on the right hand are all buttons. And it's really fun. And I don't know what I'm playing. It's just even more fun. So what I'm going to do now is play what I call a duo for Pauline's duo with the EIS, E-I-S, which is Expanded Instrument System, what it stands for. And this is a processing system that I have been working on for about 40 years. I guess I've been around for a while. And it started just because I was very interested in delay, and the delay that I heard in tape recorders way back when. Finally, around 1991, I started making a transfer from analog equipment to digital equipment. And I'm really an analog native and a digital immigrant. So I speak broken digital. Anyway, that's also, I mean, there's lots of fun here. And my aim was this, that when I started working on the processing system, was that I thought that I could probably handle more information than I could generate just by myself with one instrument. And so then I got the idea of having these delays so that any sound that I play would come back at some point. And when it came back, then I would be ready to play with it, and so I would be playing with the past. The expansion, what I'm talking about, is playing with the past, present, and future all together. So every sound that you are going to hear originates from what I play here, but it comes back and is transformed in various ways. Now, you know, I have a lot of things to take care of with my fingers over here, and actually with my feet as well. So it's very hard to go like this and to make different changes that I want to make. So a lot of the changes that are made algorithmically, meaning that I've designed sets of rules that produce changes that I would like to hear, but I don't have to turn any knobs or push any switches or mouses or anything to get that. So that's my duo. I'm playing a duo with my algorithms, and I don't know what they're going to do, because I have designed them to do things that I might not do. But it's just to keep things interesting. Okay. And this duo is going to be in 8 channels, so there are 4 speakers down the ground floor and 4 in the upper balcony. So things will start to happen. We'll see what happens. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.